A joint Irish-Spanish call for the EU to review its trade arrangements with Israel over the war in Gaza is not getting the attention it requires, according to Tánaiste Micheál Martin. The Irish and Spanish governments wrote to the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in February, asking her to assess if Israel was in breach of the human rights clauses in the EU-Israel Association Agreement. Ahead of a European Council meeting in Luxembourg today, Mr. Martin said he was still waiting for a response.
Essentially, we're calling for a review by the Commission of the association agreement, and particularly the degree to which Israel is fulfilling the human rights clauses of that agreement, because what has transpired in Gaza is absolutely unacceptable from a humanitarian point of view. We are of the view in Ireland that humanitarian law has been breached and broken time and time again now, and that the level of civilians dying and women and children is quite shocking, and it's beyond comprehension that the bombardment of Gaza continues given the depths of despair and destruction that is going on there.
The EU's foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell told our Europe editor Tony Connolly that the request remains somewhat in limbo.
Well, as far as I know, the Commission has still not answered it to the two states who asked. They didn't ask for a review of the Association Council. They asked to analyze if there is a big if, the behavior of Israel is something that could consider viewing the Association Council affected. There is an if and a would.
Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who joins us now from Luxembourg. Tony, is there any indication that this request for review has made any progress whatsoever?
Not a huge amount, and I think that was the subtle message there from Josep Borrell. Now, he is the EU's foreign policy chief, so he represents EU foreign ministers. He articulates the EU's foreign policy position, and he chairs meetings of the Foreign Affairs Council like today. But he's also a kind of, if you like, he's a member of the European Commission. Now, he's saying, look, on my part, I've raised this at EU foreign ministers meeting. He's asked the Israeli foreign minister if he wanted to come and discuss the review question through the EU-Israel Association Council, which oversees this agreement. That request was declined. It's not getting any real traction among EU foreign ministers. And if you ask the European Commission, as Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, did when he met Ursula von der Leyen there a few weeks ago, they're kind of saying, well, look, this is being discussed by foreign ministers. So it seems to be somewhat suspended between foreign ministers and the Commission, and as such there isn't a time frame for this review to take place, although having said that, Mr. Borrell said that, you know, the EU has a human rights envoy who's looking at this, and he said the United Nations human rights people are looking at it as well. So while there is some work underway, there isn't the kind of review, I think, that the Irish government and the Spanish government felt there should be. Again, Micheál Martin and his Spanish counterpart will raise it at today's meeting.
Mr. Martin did say they anticipated that there'd be significant pushback or resistance. Are any other EU countries supporting this call?
None have come out explicitly in favour of reviewing this association agreement, because, as you know, support for Israel is strong among a key number of EU member states, and that fault line remains in place, and I think it applies also to this question. So it has been somewhat kicked into touch and is in limbo. And like the other issue of recognising Palestinian statehood, there isn't a groundswell of support in favour of this action. And it's just one of many strands that are, I suppose, open at the moment in terms of trying to bring Israel to account.
On the agenda for that meeting in Luxembourg today is Ukraine. What's the prospect of further EU assistance for the Ukrainians in advance of what is widely expected now to be a Russian offensive in the spring and early summer?
Well, they're looking at the question of air defence systems. Now, obviously, the EU as an organisation doesn't have air defence systems, but they're trying to encourage countries that do have air defence systems, like Patriot missiles, to give them to Ukraine if they can. And Josep Borrell making the point, you need launchers as well as the actual missiles themselves. So Ukraine is in need of all that kind of stuff. But obviously, people have been boosted by the decision by the weekend to agree finally to a $60 billion support package, which would go towards helping Ukraine, certainly at the front line.
Very good. Tony Connolly in Luxembourg, thank you for that.